This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, today, March 15th, is National Ag Day. As part of the day, the Agricultural Council of America sponsors 100 student representatives from across the country to participate in National Ag Day activities on the Hill. One of those students is a local guy, Tommy Justison, from Butler, Illinois. I talked with Tommy on Friday before he headed to D.C. over the weekend.
My name is Tommy Justison, and I'm from Butler, Illinois. And we farm out there, and we have a family farm. And I'm really looking forward to being out in Washington. I was very involved in FFA throughout my high school term and then into my first year here in college. And so with that, I've also had the opportunity to work with an organization called the Agricultural Future of America, and that's actually who I'm going out to represent with for National Ag Day Tuesday and then National Ag Week for all the programs they have going on.
This is an exciting week for the ag industry and really a time to talk about what farmers do and how important it is. What are some of the things that you're going to be doing while you're out in Washington?
So the biggest thing that I've been trying to set up here in the last few weeks is the congressional meetings, and that to me is one of the most important things that we as agriculturalists can do. I was out at the YFNR conference for the Young Farmers and Ranchers in Kansas City a couple weekends ago, and one of the things that we continually talk about is how important it is to be able to reach out to our legislators and also to the American public in general to spread our message of agriculture and what we do as farmers and ranchers, because the biggest the problem that I see most often is that there's just that disconnection, whether it's because they haven't had an opportunity to experience what we have, or it's just because they've been kind of lobbied by people who don't agree with what we're doing or, you know, are using it against us. It's kind of a marketing tool. And so we need to be able to stand up and to be able to talk to legislators, especially those who don't necessarily already agree with us, because it's talking to those individuals to try to sway them towards positive, you know, agriculture policy that is really going to make a difference.
Well, I think you made some great points there. Now, are there going to be other students participating from across the country in this as well?
Yes. We have about 40 for the Agriculture Future of America, and I know that FFA and 4-H are also very involved. We actually meet at the National 4-H Center. So 4-H sends some national representatives, and for Illinois, we're sending a couple of our FFA state officers, which I was last year, and I know that they do around the nation, so there should be probably about 50 from FFA and maybe 20 or 30 from 4-H and then the 40 from the AFA conference.
Well, it definitely sounds like you guys are going to be doing some great things. Now, where are you going to college? You said it's your first year, but where are you attending this year?
Yes. So I'm here at the University of Illinois. I had to kind of take a bye year in order to do state office for FFA, and so I graduated actually in 2014. And then did my state officer role, and then I came up here to the U of I. I looked at a couple other places during that time, but U of I definitely kind of spoke to me. Both my father and my uncle when I went here, and it was something that was a very at-home place. I'm in the College of Aces, and I know a lot of people from my time in FFA, and so I came up here, and I'm really very much enjoying it.
Well, that's definitely great to hear. And are you involved in any extra groups at school besides the Agriculture Council of America?
Absolutely. One thing I will say is that when you dedicate a lot of time to organizations like FFA or 4-H or, you know, Boy Scouts, something like that was part of in high school, and you get up here to college, not necessarily that you have a lot more free time, but you do have some free time that you kind of have to, you want to avoid with, you know, with good social activities and being able to be involved. And so I've been involved with ACES Council, which is kind of the council for our college, as well as I'm running for Student Senate. We'll find out later on tonight to see if I get that position. It was fairly competitive this year. And a couple other clubs, you know, I try to be involved in. I work for with Phi Beta Lambda, which is a business organization, too. And so I'm trying to kind of spread myself out in different areas and to be able to learn different facets of here at college and to kind of embrace the diversity that we do have up here.
Well, it sounds like you are going to gain a lot of great experience. And what are your future plans, if you have them, for after college, what you're thinking to do?
So I know in many interviews before, I've always said that I want to be president of the United States. I know that's kind of a long, faraway goal. Although I will say with this election cycle, you know, it's kind of been an interesting time. But I'm kind of in a more realistic view. I kind of want to finish up my undergrad here and then look at either jumping into industry in the agricultural industry. I'm very fortunate to work with John Deere this summer for an internship. and whether I continue on and work in a business like that or into maybe a non-agribusiness. I'd like to kind of work in corporate for a little while and go on to get an MBA and a JD together. And then I would like to work there for a while and hopefully eventually be able to come back and help on the family farm, as well as maybe enter into politics at that time.
Well, it sounds like you've got your ducks in a row and have a good plan going forward. I'll just ask you one more question. Sure. Growing up on a farm and being involved in FFA and 4-H, do you think those all influenced what you're doing today and your views on things and being involved at school?
Absolutely. Coming from a family farm, you gain a certain work ethic, and you have responsibility ever since you're very young. And that's kind of one of the moral fibers that defines you as an individual. That's kind of what I try to bring, you know, even when I come up to school here, is that kind of agrarian background to teach people and to be able to, you know, connect with people. And then one thing I have to very much credit to my time in both 4-H and FFA is that it gave me an opportunity to interact with people similar ideals to mine. And it also gave me an opportunity, especially through my leadership roles in FFA, to be able to facilitate and to work with a team and a lot of different individuals and to develop public speaking, to develop myself in professional ways. So that way when I go out and, you know, I'm trying to ascertain jobs, to work with, you know, employers and different individuals, and I'm able to do so in an effective manner. And so I've been very, very fortunate, and I'm very much indebted to the FFA program as well as to 4-H. And even, you know, back to my family farm, because I have taken those responsibility roles from an early age. And I think it definitely, you know, dictates how I live my life now and directs me moving forward.
Once again, Tommy Justison from Butler participating in National Ag Day activities today in Washington, D.C. And now it's time for our weekly hay auction review with Mike Hamilton. Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction was held on Saturday, and Mike has a summary of prices.
Well, we had a good turnout despite the chance of rain. We was light on small squares, which, you know, with the weather, it wasn't no big deal. But we ended up with 722 small squares. The alfalfa, got 150 bales of those. It was from $5 to a top of $8.90. We ended up with 114 bales of alfalfa grass from $2.20 to $4. Had 278 bales of mixed grass from $2.10 to $4. Had around 180 bales of straw. It was lower this week from $3 to $3.50 a bale. And the 3x3 baits, we had 342 bales, 154 bales of alfalfa from $44 to $70. We had some alfalfa grass mix, 108 bales from $44 to a top of $61. And then we had 80 bales of just mixed grass from $26 to $41. Ended up with 190 round bales. We had 40 bales of alfalfa grass from $15 to $44, and 150 bales of mixed grass from the utility was down to $11. We had some real good hay at $40. Most of the round bales could be bought in that $25 to $30 range.
For more information, visit the auction website at hamiltonhayauction.com or call Mike at 618-410-4293. And since today is National Ag Day and it's National Ag Week, we are giving away pork certificates from our friends at the Mid-Illinois Pork Producers Association. To enter the contest, all you need to do is send an email to WSMI at WSMIradio.com, enter the word pork, P-O-R-K, in the subject line, and include your name and phone number in the message of the email. You must be 18 years of age or older to enter the contest, and only one entry per person will be accepted, and we are accepting entries until Saturday, March 19th. Winners will be drawn at random on Monday, March 21st. There will be a maximum of 10 winners in the contest. And for a full list of rules, you can visit our website at WSMIradio.com and click on the contest link located under the Entertainment tab. So again, we're giving away pork certificates from the Mid-Illinois Pork Producers Association. Email WSMI at WSMIradio.com with the word pork in the subject line and include your name and phone number. And for the rest of the details, visit our website, WSMIradio.com, and click on the contest link to see a full listing of the rules. And I'll be talking about this throughout the week, so be listening if you would like more information. And that's all we have this morning for your farm show. I'm Katie Bowles.